Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast Reset, coming to you from Wheeling, West Virginia. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated, and this season on the podcast, I'll be doing interviews and the power of three. Three things that we can do daily to accelerate our lives. Welcome to the show. Let's go. Good morning, y'all, and welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, January 28th. Whoo-wee, it is a snowy morning out there today. The schools are closed, the roads are terrible, and it's still coming down. But my dogs are loving it. Well, one of my two dogs is loving it because the little one, well, the snow's about as tall as he is, so he doesn't really love it. Anyway, it's Friday. I'm excited about the weekend. It's time to have some fun and enjoy this weather. Hope y'all have had a great week. I hope y'all are ready to enjoy a wonderful, relaxing weekend. Anyways, today we're going to bring the energy for Friday fire. So today's power three, let's go. All right, number one, change begins with a choice. That's right. You have to make a choice if you want to change. So we simply cannot change our lives just by thinking about it. Interruption. Anyways, we're keeping it real around here. Let's start over. We simply cannot change our lives just by thinking about it. We start with choosing what it is we want, or maybe even we need to change due to health or whatever. And then what do? We take action. That's right. Let me tell you, choice matters. What we choose to do daily decides our fate and determines our destiny. And I'm sure most of you have heard the saying, why put off for tomorrow what can be done today? And that comes from choosing to do or not do something that needs done. Trust me, in my own experiences, getting things done ahead of time is a much smarter decision. If you have something that needs done, just do it. Get it done. Don't put it off, because all you're doing is going to create more stress and harder scenarios if you keep putting things off. Procrastination is terrible. Trust me, I used to be the king of it. Quote, we are the creative force of our life, and through our own decisions rather than our conditions, if we carefully learn to do certain things, we can accomplish anything. End quote. Stephen Covey. I really love this because it's up to us to do what it is that needs done. Okay. So we have choices, and that's how we are going to make changes in our lives. Small choices daily lead to large results down the road. Number two, finding daily motivation isn't always easy. And I'm telling you, as motivated as I have been this year, yesterday was tough. I didn't want to get out of bed. I couldn't get my body fired up. I couldn't get the energy I needed to live the life that I live. I'm a high energy guy. I've got to have energy to just stay motivated, stay moving forward all the time. And sometimes that's hard. And sometimes you're not going to want to get up. Sometimes you're going to want to stay in bed. Sometimes you're going to want to run those excuses through your mind of why you should just not do what it is that you need to do. Don't let the excuses win. Get up anyways and just move in a positive direction, because great things happen on the days when we're not feeling it. As much as I didn't want to get out of bed yesterday, I couldn't really find the motivation. I still did it. I still got out, made it happen, because I know I've got people relying on me to do what I do for a living. You know, not just my family, but my team, my clients, and everybody around me. They need me to be who God created me to be. So yesterday, fighting that battle in my head, oh, I just want to sleep in. I don't feel like going out in the cold. I mean, it was -3 plus a wind chill yesterday. Who wants to go out in that? Really? Nobody. But I did it anyways, and I got great results from yesterday, and I'm super excited about that. So my point being is just get after it on days that you don't want to. Stop making excuses and find a way to put one foot in front of the other. It's all about winning. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. For the believers out there, this Bible verse is telling us, listen, God's got us, okay? excuse me. When you can't find the motivation, turn to God and ask Him to guide you. And that's where He led me to Isaiah. Again, do not fear, for I am with you. So there's no reason to fear the cold weather of yesterday because God is with us. And do not be dismayed. He is again our God, and He is going to make sure He leads us and guides us and takes care of us. Number three, enjoy life and have fun. I think as adults, we miss this so much. It's okay to be silly. It's okay to have fun. And I really learned this when I became a parent because I was like, sweet, I actually get to be a kid again in some ways. It's stress relieving when we're silly and we're goofy and we're just having a good time. There's no reason to take life seriously all the time. Trust me, nothing's really that serious that you can't have a little fun and enjoy your life. So, for example, we got a bunch of snow. Get out in the snow, play around, build a snowman, go sledding, have a snowball fight, build a fort, whatever it is, go hiking today. Do something that is different from what you consider fun. And I mean, get out of the house. Don't sit in front of the TV and call that fun because you're really just wasting time at that point. There's so many more productive ways to have fun than just watching TV. I'm not saying to never do it. I mean, I watched a movie last night and enjoyed that time. But this is a different kind of fun I'm talking about. Active, physical fun. Just get out there and enjoy the weather. And I know it's cold, I know it's snowy, but there's still plenty of fun to be had. Quote, life is too short to worry about stupid things. Have fun, regret nothing, and don't let people bring you down. End quote. No idea who wrote that, but it's true. It's we need to quit worrying about the stupid things that we can't control, only worry about what we can. And when I say worry about what we can, I mean just do what you can about what you can do, if that makes sense. But just stop letting so many little things bother you. When we have a better mindset about the world around us and not let things bother us, we'll be more at peace, we'll be more joyful, and we'll have more fun. All right, y'all, let's do a quick review. Three things today for a better tomorrow. Change begins with choice. Remember, we all have a choice. Do you want to live a positive, happy, joyful life, or are you going to let everything bother you? Number two, finding the daily motivation isn't always easy. Like I said, I'm probably one of the most motivated people I know, and yesterday was tough. But what you got to do in these situations is just put one foot in front of the other and make it happen. And number three, enjoy life, have fun, and don't take everything so seriously, y'all. It's just not worth the stress. All right. Quick reminder, get to the Experience Church this weekend if you live here in the Ohio Valley. Services at 9:30, 11:30, and 6 p.m. I promise you don't want to miss this weekend. Baptisms, life-changing stories. You may be hearing a story that impacts you in such a way that God does a work in your life that you didn't even know needed done. So anyways, get to the house. I hope to see you there this weekend. Y'all have a great weekend. Get out in the snow and play in it. And remember, just have fun. Live your life and thank God for every minute that you have. Folks, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please share it with someone you think that needs to hear it so we can grow this thing. And I'll see you on the next episode. Adios. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who needs to hear today's message. Remember to follow me on social media for more inspiring content. Listen, we're only going to grow this thing if we share it and have reviews. I appreciate those of you out there taking the time to do that. Now let's get out there and accelerate our lives.